Okay, we're picking up five lines from the bottom of Nin Zayin Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ilu Nishma Shulamis Pas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar. So going back to Rashi says, the pasuk about Haragnu Kol Hayom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, for you, we were killed all the time. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, that's Zom Mila Shina Bishmina. This reference to the mitzvah of Mila, which is done on the eighth day, which is very dangerous. It's a life-threatening thing, and the only reason that we don't die is because we have the chos of the mitzvah, but it's ki'ilu like we're doing this. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, Elu Tamid Chacham Shemar and Hilchos Shechita Batzman. The Lecha Ragnu Kol Hayom for your sake, there's reference to Tamid Chacham, and they're showing how to do Shechita. They don't have a way to show it, so they have to put the blade of the knife on their throats. Damar Rava Kol Milei Litzchiz and Rashi. A person can demonstrate things to his Talmidim, Bar Mishchita V'davar Acher, except for Shechita V'davar Acher. What's Davar Acher? Rashi says, Tzara'as, Umaros Negayim, that a person who shows them apparently is in danger of then getting a tzaras, which is like a life-threatening condition, so therefore you should not be doing that. So yep, they were doing it they needed to do it to show how to do Hilchos Shechita. So Rabbi Nachman did talk about, so what's this pasuk? What does it mean that we are Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your sake? For your sake is that we kill ourselves through learning Torah. That we kill our bodies, we have physical discomforts. The famous story with Rav Steinman, if you ever saw the way he lived, it's chus to see his apartment, that alone, but even the chair, he didn't have a back to his chair until the doctors insisted, and they didn't even show him until he was like 96, 97. It's crazy to even think about that. He refused to have the back of the chair to have comfort. He wanted to learn in a way that he said, Gashmias. He was mamish. If you read about him, it's a lot of inspiration for that. But anyway, so that the idea of amelus betora and being memes atzman melatora, we just had this, the person to adam memes atzman ba'ol, that's a lachit. Rav Shimon lachit, Rav Shimon lachit, divrei Torah, miskai, ain't divrei Torah, miskai, me'el b'yishim memes atzman alem. The words of the Torah only are able to be retained by someone who kills himself over them. Shenemar v'tzos Torah Adam ki amus ba'ol. The person who steigs and puts all his kishkas into his learning, even when it's very hard, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special siyata d'shmaya to be able to retain his Torah. So that's the idea of learning with retzifus, learning consecutive learning, even when it's hard. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Bar Yochanan, Arboim Sos, now going back to the destruction of Beitar, turning on to Nun Ches Amar Aleph, that they were just the tefillin, that just the box of tefillin, 40 saws worth. This is an insane amount, especially when you keep in mind how tiny, like even the smallest tefillin that you see nowadays, those even smaller than that, they had during the times of the Gemara and the times of Bar Kokhba, Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, the ones that they found in the caves where the writing is so incredibly small. Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Amar shlosh kupos shel arbaim sa, the three boxes of tefillin. Each box was 40 saws were covered from the haruge beitar, just to show you how many people there were. That 40 boxes of tefillin cases, each box was 3 saws were covered from the haruge beitar. Below plige, and the Gemara points out there's not a stira hadereisha. The first opinion is referring to the tefillin at Shabarosh. Dara is the tefillin shayad, and therefore is not a steer between the two. But there's an obvious kasha, is that, what do you mean? It specifically said that they found it was on their heads, it was tefillin shalrosh. So the Achronim bring out, maybe, that this is talking about Shas Milchama, where they were allowed to carry maybe even on Shabbos, so they would wear them on their heads, you could wear the two on your heads, if it was necessary, apparently. And maybe this is during the weekday also, but either way, that's what they did. So, and again, this was a time where they used to wear tefillin all day until, you know, there are people still in the old Rav Nemetzel holds that Rav Nemetzel wears tefillin for tefillah and also used to wear it all day, but then he had issues with whatever. The Rav Nemetzel, that's him, also holds his weight. That's the Iker. Everyone agrees it's Iker Adin. The Shaila is that we don't have Gufnaki Bisman Azeh, we don't have proper Machshavos, so then we just wear it for Shachris Azeh. That's the only time we really wear tefillin. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abasi, Arba Kabin Moach Nimtzel Evan Achas. They found 4 cows worth of just brains. People who are just massacred. We're talking about a crazy massacre of the Jews. Ula Amar Tisha's Kabin. 9 cows of brains were found. Amar of Kana Vitim Ashila Bar Mari. Mai Kra Bas Bavel Ashtuda Ashrei Shalom Lachas Sela. The Bas Bavel is violated of Bavel. Those who were these who are going to repay you with how they treated you. Ashrei Shiochaz V'Nipas Aloicha LaSela. The pasuk continues. Praiseworthy those who's going to going to be hitting children on the rocks. This implies that Bavel had smashed Jewish children on rocks. And now he couldn't, you know, up until 60 years ago, 70 years ago, or really 75 already at this point, people couldn't imagine these things. And unfortunately, these realities are clear stories of things that we, and the horrors that we heard during the Holocaust. Just it's a lot, I don't say easier, it's a terrifying thing to say easier, but it's just we can relate to these things. That the stories that we heard about the Holocaust are very similar to a lot of these stories. People being beaten to death all the time, and just the way that they treated the Jews is very similar to what happened during the Holocaust. Not much the Churban of Europe, but just like we had Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Sheni, Churban of Beitar, Churban Europe was amongst the greatest tragedies that had ever happened to Klal Yisrael ever. The children of Zion who are misulayim with paz. What is misulayim bepaz? Paz is a special type of stone. So my misulayim bepaz, ilema davim mechape bepiza, that they were covered with adornments of paz, like a fancy jewelry. There's only very little. There's a small amount of paz, which is in the entire world. One was in Rome, one was in the entire world. So there's not enough paz in Eretz Yisrael to make such a adornment. People were wearing this fancy jewelry. Elash hayu maginin sapaz biyofyan. They put paz to shame with how beautiful the children of Tzion were. Mikara chashid ramay avinakti blona de goshtampka masham sarisayu. The fancy people of Rome, they would have beautiful pictures and engravings in their room where they're going to have relations, because what a person is thinking about during their the relations with his wife, that is the type of child that he will have. Even in Alpi Yiddishkeit, we believe such a thing, that a person is supposed to be having machshavos kedoshos while having relations. Again, there's different levels, how that is, with Bnei Torah, whatever. I'm not getting into chasish, but that point is definitely agreed upon amongst the Chazal and the later source of Alpi Kabbalah, for sure, even more, this inyan. Mikan ve'elach, after that, ma'isu bnei Yisrael v'asir becharayu depurayu mishamshe. So they took the Jewish boys, so they were so beautiful, and they tied them to their beds, so that they should look at these beautiful children all having relations, so they have beautiful children. So one boy said to the stream, and he was tied up, had to watch this scene of a man having relations with his wife in front of them. Where is this punishment written in the Torah? That which I did not say in Parshas Kisavo in the Tokha, that which I did not say, I'm still going to bring upon you. So then, Amar Kama Marchikin Beduchta Plan. How far am I from learning that? It was a little boy. He was like, let's see, he was 8 years old. He didn't get up to that plus again in the farm. You now get pusa palga, so you only have a small amount, a column, a little bit, a column and a half. Amalei. So he said, if I've gotten to that pasuk, I would have understood that the Torah alludes to that punishment that which I am receiving right now, to the subjugation that I am required to see right now. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, the Shum Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, my dechsev, what does it mean by the pasuk? Einei olala lenavshi mikol benos iri. That my eye has brought me grief over the daughters of my city. What is this pasuk referring to? Arbamos batek nesasayu b'krach beis. There's 400 shuls in Beitar. V'chol achas achasayu bar mermelos one b'tikos. There's 400 teachers who were teaching little children. So 400 chadarim. V'chol chad v'chad yilafnei arbamos tikonos yibar mermelos. And each one was before 400 students. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of children are learning Torah. So I've nichlas Hashem, when the enemy came, hayodor kenosam b'chutra, the students would stab them. But when the enemies, the Romans, prevailed and captured there, they wrapped them in their Sefer Torah, whatever they were learning with, their Sfarim, and they set them all on fire. And this happened again in Nazi Germany. They set people all the time. They would make people from the town go in the shul, and they would just set the whole shul on fire. It was crazy. But that was the Churban that we witnessed then. That's things that happen now as well, that happen in the time of the Semigdash and happened again. Very scary. We have to be doing tshuva and be masakin the sins of Sinas Chinam and be able to be masakin these in Yanim. Tan Rabbanan, Maaser B'Yoshua ben Chananya Shalach L'Krach Gadol Shabaroimi. He went to a big, great city in Rome. Amr Loi Tinoka Chajib Beish Beisr, there's a beautiful boy in prison. Yafai Naim V'Tov Reik Tzuzav Sudras Lo Taltal, and his beautiful eyes, his beautiful looks, and he has something like Pais, actually, the size of his hair. I wonder if it's one of the Ryans over here. He had long curls in the side of his hair. Sounds like Pais. Halach ve'amar al Pesach beis ha'asurim. So he went and stood by the entrance of the prison. Amar. So he said, Mi nasan l'mishti Yaakov v'shal bozen. Who has given Yaakov over spite Israel to plunder, meaning Rome, who had taken everybody into exile and all caused their terrible punishments to the Jews. Ana osu tinok ve'amar aloz Hashem zuchatanu la v'lo avu b'dracha v'lo v'lo sham b'tayhosei. It's Hashem, we stood against your ways, our fathers did not go in our ways, and we did not listen to your Torah. Shabbi Shuvan Chanina was very impressed by this boy. Amar moved to Chanish, Boshamura, Rabbi Yisrael. So he said, wow, he's definitely going to be a big Talmud Chacham. Avodah she'eni zazmikar and ad she'efteni b'chom akom she'poiskin alav. I will not leave here, he made a shvua, till I redeem him with any amount of money they ask for. Aye, Tosfos asks the kasha, what do you mean? There is a takana that we just had earlier in Perek HaShleach, Adaf Ben Dalad, that a person is not allowed to be misakin oneself. Not even now, maybe later. Let's put another Gemara to answer, but you're not allowed to be poyde yoser k'dei d'meyam. So Tosfos give the inami is a famous answer that if it's a Talmud Chacham muflag, which I believe we paskin Shulchan Aruch, that was all started with the Maram Arumberg. They wanted to be poyde to him, and he refused to allow him. He died in jail till they finally. They wouldn't even also the body they made him. They waited a few years till someone was poyde to that. So he refused. But really, based on Tosfos, lechora they would be allowed to. I think we paskin that Shulchan. I don't know. We'll check that for a Talmud Chacham muflag who is in captivity, one would be allowed to be poyde than yoser k'dei d'meyam. Anyway. He was a big Talmud Chacham. This was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Ma'aseh b'Benah Vitosh Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Shnish B'Lishnei Adonim. There's two Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishas. There was one who was a Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He was the one who Kosh Baruch Hu asked for a bracha. So then he also had a descendant. That's the one the Chora we're talking about, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So the Gemara says much later. So the Gemara says that that there was Shnish B'Lishnei Adonim. That they were captured by two different people, the Chora Romans, Yamim Nizdav Gushem Makam Echad. The two people saw each other. Zelmer Yeshi Evad Shein Kaf B'Cholam. I have a slave who's the most beautiful slave in the whole world. Zelmer Yeshi Shifcha Shein B'Cholam Kolokei Yifya. And this one said, I have the most beautiful Shifcha in the whole world, a beautiful slave, a woman slave in the whole world. Abra, why don't Sam Lazel Nechalek B'Vladus? We'll make a good Asik over here. Let's make a good business. Make them get married, and they're going to have the most beautiful children in the world. Be able to sell these children for a lot of these slaves for a lot of money. Echnisim Lechedus. They brought them into the room. This one was sitting in this corner, this one was in that corner. Again, he said, I'm a Kohanim, son of the Kohanim Gedolim. I'm going to marry a Shifcha, this Goy. This one was thinking in her head, I'm a Kohanim, they're going to make me marry the slave of Achukal. They were crying all night, they were not having relations, obviously. They were in a dark room, and they saw each other, they recognized each other, they were siblings, and it was their children. Enough was El Zev and Gobi v'chiyat shiotzin nishpas, and they hugged each other, they wept, they cried until they died from crying. V'alayan kodin Yirmiyahu, this is a reference to Yirmiyahu in Eicha, which says, Al Eila nebochia eini eini yor demayim. That these people, I cry, my eyes are flowing streams of water for these people. Amar Yishlokish Meisr b'isha achaz b'tzafana tafnas bas paniel shema. There was a name of Tafnas bas paniel, was taken as a captive. Tafnas shakol yotzafin, everyone will look at her, she's the most beautiful girl in the world. Baspaniel Bitosh Kohen Gadol, she was the daughter of a Kohen Gadol, who was a holy Kohen Gadol, was in Besamidish Kohen Kadoshim, she's Alba Shabbai Kola Laila. Her captor did all sorts of things to her in the middle of the night. The next day, he gave her seven robes to wear and took her out to sell her. Ba Adam Echad Shemachur Biyosar, he was the most ugly person. So Amar Lo, he said to this guy who was selling her, Harene Asyopha, show me your beauty. Amar Lo, Reka, you fool. If you want to buy her. Shein biyofa kolam kula. There's nobody who's as beautiful in the whole world. Amar lo, the man said, Afa pichen, I would like to see her. I'm going to be spending a lot of money. Show me her. Shita shisha chalukim. He took off six of the robes from her. Yeshiva karsev nitzvah be'efer. She ripped off the seventh one and she rolled in the dust. Amar the fun rabbeinu shalaylam. Yim aleim al chasati, you don't have pity on me. Al kadusha shmecha giver lam alotachas. Why don't you have pity at least in your name? So the big chil Hashem, alea konir miyo, bas ami chigri sak, vispashi be'efer, avel, Yachid asi lach mispid tamrurim bi pisoim yavayas shaded aleinu. The daughter of my people wear a sackcloth, roll around in ashes. It's referring to this lady. So you should mournings from an only son, bitter crying for their bas shaded. People are plundering and coming upon us. Alecha lo nemar ala aleinu. Don't say upon your people, rather on us. God and his Kadosh Baruch Hu and us. Kaviyachol alive alecha bas shaded. It's on me and on you. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making himself suffer. Hashem HaGadol is also suffering when these Chilul Hashem are happening. Amar Vidav Rav, Maidich Siv, V'ashku Gever Vesiv Ish Nachlasai. They're pressing a person and in his inheritance. Maisa Badam Echash Nosas Eina B'Eshis Rabo V'Shulia D'Nagre Havem. There was once a man who was a carpenter and there was a carpenter who the person who was working for him really wanted the wife of his master. So Pamachas Hutzrach Rabba Lilva. So there was one time where his master wants him to borrow some money. Amar lo, so the apprentice said to him, Shigir Shlicha Tzliv Alvenu. Send your wife to me and I'll give her a loan. Shigar ishta shayi mashlosha yamim. He sent his wife to her, and she spent 3 days with this man. Kadam avayetzla, the master came the next morning and went to the apprentice. Amar lo, ishti shigra lecha hechare. What happened over here? Why did it take 3 days? That's supposed to give me money. Amar lo, ani partia la altar. I let her leave immediately. Shemata shenuk nusala babaderech. People must have had, she must have cheated on you. So why didn't she come back for 3 days? Amar lo, so the guy said, ma esa. He said, what should I do? Amar lo, so the guy told him, imata shemel atzi garshi, should you have to divorce her? He definitely, she was mezana tachtav. She's a sota asur labayla, but he never proof for that. So therefore, you just have to pay her ksuba. Amar lo, ksuba tzimurba. She's a, I made for a very big ksuba. And I don't have any proof that she was mezana, so I'd have to pay her ksuba. Amar lo, I'm going to lend you money and pay the ksuba to her and divorce her. Amad zevigarshi, he divorced her. Allah who vinasa, then he went and married her. He had relations with her. He didn't have enough money to pay because the ksuba was so high. Amar lo, you have to pay off your debt by me. And now he was married to this woman who she cheated on with this guy, was together with her, and they were eating and drinking. And he had to serve his former wife and this guy who used to work for him. The most notion may never enough was because he would cry, drops into their cups. So shah nichtam gzardin, because of this terrible atrocity that had happened, the gzardin shemayim was amrle al shtei plisos b'ner echad, that two wicks and one lamp. Because of this sin, I am going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. L'chora, this was something that people knew about, Marsha points out, and that is why all of Klal Yisrael had been punished for not saying something and not taking care of this terrible avla that had happened. Okay, with that, we finished but there's obviously more midrashim throughout the Shas at different places, scattered. Here it's really three dapim together. That is the famous Gemaras that discuss the Churban. So, Lakak Minas Shikrokan, back to the din of Shikrokan. So then, if you got it from the owner, then it's going to be void. So Rav says, Amar Rav, lo shenu el damar lo. It's a lacha where the owner says to the purchaser, lech chazak ukni, where he says, go perform an act of chazak on the property, and then you're going to acquire it. So that cannot be transferred from one person to another through just an agreement. You have to have a kinyan. So here, one of the kinyan is kinyan chazaka, right? Karka niknis be kesef bishtar of a chazaka. So this is what we quote it through chazaka of a bishtar kana. But where the owner wrote a document of the sale to the purchaser, he does acquire the land by writing the document. He shows clearly that the acquisition is a real valid kinyan, and that should be something which is valid. Shmuel says, even writing on a star is not validated. Until the purchaser writes that he accepts achrayas. Achrayas is an estate in an event where the property is sold, then he's willing to have a lien on it, and he'll be able to collect from other things from the person. So if he doesn't write that, then that would not be valid. So the Gemara says, Tanis Gavas to Shmuel, you have a braisa supporting Shmuel. That but Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Lakak Mina Isha, if one acquired a lien for property from the wife of its owner, the Chazalak Mina Isha then acquires it from the husband, Mechokayim, then it's a valid acquisition. Mina Ish, however, if he first acquires the property from the husband, Vachazak Mina Isha, Mechabatel, Shidalach Rayas, he is Mechach as Batel, unless the wife writes explicitly for the purchaser that she accepts the responsibility of the sale. So, the Bais is telling us, like Shmuel, that if there's a reason to believe that the property was under pressured circumstances, so then we assume that it was not a valid, was done under duress, let's say, so then it's not a valid sin, unless explicitly written in the document, then we could assume that it was done properly. So the Gemara says, so we say it's a Tanakh Avasei de Shmuel, it's a Raya for Shmuel, but why don't we say it's a Tiyufta, it's a refutation and a rejection, therefore, of Shita of Rav. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lach Rav, Rav could answer you, Maya Krayos Nami. What does the Raisa mean when it says accepting responsibility? Shtar, it means just writing a shtar, because any shtar that's written, even without a chrayas, we assume there is a lien on any shtar written properly. So therefore, that's what's going on over here, Rav says, that's why there really is a chrayas here as well. So now, we're back to the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, where the Raisa is going to expand upon the din of the Mishnah, that someone who buys a land from a sikrokon, so then you acquire it, and you pay one quarter to the original owner. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan lakak min a sikrokon, he bought it from a sikrokon, the guy, again, who took it from the Jew, and then it had produce for 3 years in the presence of the original owner. But the owner was could have protested the field, and he did not. So then now you have a cheska shaloshanim that the field is really the guy who bought it. So then the guy sold it to another person. So then the original owner has no claim at all against the second purchaser. He has no rights to any claim against it. And if it was true that the first purchaser had not paid the amount that was due to him, meaning the one quarter that he was due, then he would have made an original demand to the first purchaser of it. So the fact that it's going to the second already explains that way. So the Gemara says, Eichidami. So what exactly is going on over here? Basically speaking, in a case where the second purchaser claims that the original owner, he's telling the guy that the first guy bought it from you and paid you your 1/4, afilu rishonah means that even the first purchaser can make such a claim after the cheska shalosh shadim. Why does the braiser have to bring a case where he sells it to a third party? So and if the braiser brings a case where the second guy does not claim that the first guy actually paid you the 1/4, then even the second purchaser is not going to be put from paying that quarter. You'd have to pay it. Pasha, you'd have to pay it because that is subject to the din of paying the quarter, the din of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what are we dealing with in the braiser of Sheshes? We're speaking about a case where the second guy does not claim that the owner paid the 1/4. So however, in this case, we act on behalf of the best claim for him. And even though we are generally, we don't do a tanyinan for this, so for a gadol, only for usually for ketanim we do tanyinan, but we, meaning that the court will argue the best case for the guy. In this specific case, we will do it over here. Because this is something which is bolet that probably happened, so therefore we will do a tanyinan on behalf of that person. So the Gemara says, Vaiter v'idach. So however, if the first purchaser is still in possession of the land, itayin in, if he himself makes a claim that he paid the 1/4, fine. However, we don't do tanin alevi. We will not do a tanin. The court will not make this claim on his behalf, and therefore we will assume that really, in fact, he did not pay the 1/4. So the Gemara says tanin rabbanan. So if the Braisa teaches you habab machmas chov, if a goy comes to take a Jewish property for debt that was not paid, machmas an porus, or just stamazai, he's coming to just take over the land. He's a goy. He's in control over here. And bo mishum sikrokun. So the lacha is in such a case that the law of sikrokun is not applying. The law of someone who buys from a sikrokun after 12 months have passed, pays 1/4 to the owner and is keeping the land permanently, that would not be applicable. Rather, the law is that someone who buys the land from the goy, he has to give it to the original owner without any compensation. Why? Because generally the law of sikrokun applies only where there is a Jewish land under the pressure of dying, or being forced to die, or given the property. So when you have a threat of death, it's possible that he really gave over his right. When it comes to this case over here, where he took the land without a life-threatening situation, there's no reason to assume that Jew had actually given up the rights to the field. Actually, he thought he could tovei him in court. So therefore, the halacha here would be in fact different. And the case of a land stolen without any cause, the land must remain 12 months with the goy before another person can even buy it. At that point, though, after 12 months, we assume that the guy did not actually want to try to get it back and actually given it to the goy. So you wouldn't need to pay the 1/4 in that situation. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? But the Tana said in the Braisa that in a case of stolen without cause, the law of Srikoka does not apply. So why are you telling him that there's a time limit of 12 months, and also why are you paying the 1/4? So what exactly is going on over here? So the Gemara explains, no, in the case of Srikokon, the land has to remain with the Srikokon for 12 months before someone can acquire it. And that's what we're referring to over here, that the last case that Bryce refers not to the case of someone who's taking land, the guy who's taking land of Anparios, so not that case. Rather, we're talking about a case of Srikokon. So that's what's the case. So basically, we have really, two dinim. We have the din, if the land was based in the case of Srikokon, which was you really thought you were going to die. So we had really two different times. If it was during the Milchama, Shas Milchama not, so then during the Milchama, so then the owner actually gave his rights to it, so it really belongs to Srikokon. Buying from it, you don't have to pay anything to the original owner. Now after the war, where officially this was supposed to be Jews, you can't just kill Jews anymore, so it cannot be assumed that the owner really wanted to relinquish his rights to the property unless he allowed it to remain for 12 months. At that point, if he allowed it to remain for 12 months, so then the halacha is, you keep it provided that he gives 1/4. But if the guy does get enough money to be able to pay it off, like he gets the $1 million for the property, so then you would have to give it back to him. However, if you buy it after 12 months, so then you pay the owner 1/4, but that you no longer, if the guy gets the $1 million and says, hey, I want to buy back my property for the $1 million that he sold it to, that I sold to the goy, you would not have to give it back to him. If there was no threat of death, so then, based on Rashi over here, the owner does not give over his rights to the property, and one who buys the land from the thief has to give it to the owner, and he's not entitled to any compensation in that case, because that was something which he just took illegally and not lawfully. Amar of Yosef, Natinan, Ena Peres B'Bavel. We assume, we have a Sura, that in Bavel, people didn't do this. They didn't just steal land from Jews, so therefore, what comes out is that a Jew would not be believed to claim that the land was really, hey, that's my land, and the goy stole it from me, you bought it from him. That would not be a valid claim, because we don't have this din in Bavel.
What do you mean? There are cases where this happens. People steal land in Bavel and they sell to other Jews. Ela ema ein din anporios bavavel. Rather, that the din of anporios, where someone just steals land without any cause, that is not applicable in Bavel. But people do have land where they're a threat of death. My time, I came into Ika be davar. Since there is at least a court system in place. Velazel kavel, and the owner did not go complain about the stolen land. Ema achel lechel, we could assume that he had been mochel on the thief, and therefore actually given the land to him. This again is where you don't have a complaint for a year. We don't have a complaint for 12 months, that's going to be valid. So now the Gemara continues to a case of Gidel bar Ra'eli, Kibel Arab Taskam Baga. Gidel bar Eli accepted the land for residents in the valley for an exchange because the guy wasn't paying his real estate tax, so the people of the city, like Avad of the city, said they'll give him the thing and he pays the tax. Ikdim Biyav Zuzi Tosar, he paid for 3 years worth of the property tax. Lesuf Asim Marvasa Kameh, or as the original owner came back, and he said to him, Amrulay Shasta Kamesa Devisachal. So the first year, okay, you already ate the produce. However, so now I'm going to pay taxes, meaning I don't care that you prepaid. I want my land back, and you don't get 3 years worth, so I want my land back right now. So So they brought this to Beis Din to our papa. So in the midst of the tirfa abnei baga, so the papa writing a amount for Gidl that allowing him to collect his loss. The guy gets back the land, but the amount is a chaya for the owner. So Amar le Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua le Rav Papa, Im Ken, Asis Tzri Kokon. This is like the Din of Tzri Kokon, because you're giving full protection to Gidl, as the Rabbanon gives to someone who's redeeming land from a Tzri Kokon. But we don't have such a takana over here in regards to not paying the land. The guy just left, he didn't pay his taxes, and they gave it to him, but he decided to pay for 3 years. That was his own fault for Gidl, for Gidl Bara'eli. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, Hineach Mosav al Karanat Tzvi. Gidl put his money on the deer, meaning he threw his money away, and since he was not required to prepay those 2 years, so he must have the loss for doing that. Zom Mishnah Rishonah, it's going to the next part of the Mishnah. Zom Mishnah Rishonah, based in Shachrein Amru, Alokef, Manasir Koko, Nosan Nabailim, Revia, gives 1/4. Amar Rav, Revia Bakarka, or Revia Bamos. The case of 1/4, is it the purchase price, or is the 1/4 referring to the money, meaning the owner wants to be paid in land, the purchaser must give him a portion of the land that's worth 1/4 of the payment, or not. So Ushmuel Amar, so that's what Rav says. So Rav says that the discount offered by the Shikokon is 1/4 of the payment. So meaning that's 1/5 of what we call 1/5. So something was worth, $500,000, so the Sikrukon would sell it for $400,000. So he pays 1/4 of the total value of the land, which is equivalent to 1/3 of the money, the purchase price. So that's according to Shmuel, that you sell lands for let's say, it's 3/4 of the value. So if you have something which is worth $400,000, the Sikrukon will sell it for $300,000. That amount is the difference. My pligi, what's the Yisrael Machlok? Because there are Marsavar Nechira via Zavin. Shmuel holds that a Sikrokon sells land worth 1/4 less than its true value. Amar Savar Nechom Shazavin, no, it's 1/5 of the value. So the Gemara has a Kashan Shmuel. Mesi Vei, Zom Mishnah Rishon, the Braisa says that this is the first halacha. Bezi Shachrein Amru Alakech, Menes Yikokon, the Bailim Revia, it says explicitly you should give 1/4 to the Bailim. Viad by the Malayona, and now that we just quote the Hemshech of the Braisa, but this point was the Kashan Shmuel. Viad by the Malayona, and the owner has the upper hand. To do what? Ratza Bekarka, note land. If he wants the payment to be done in land, he collects the land. Ratza Bemos, note land. If he wants the payment to be done in money, he collects money. Ema said, when do we apply this halacha? Bizman she'en biyadin likach. When the owner does not have the means to buy the land. Aval yesh biyadin likach. But if he does have the means to buy the land, hein kodmin l'chol adam, he is before everyone else. Rebbe Yoshe based in Venimnu she'im ha'is shasla b'fnei sirkokon she'im b'tzar chodesh kol ha'kodem likach zach. However, first acquire the sirkokon acquires it. Aval nosen l'bayim revia b'karka revia b'maos, he must give the owner 1/4 land and 1/4 money. So we see that the 1/4 of money, though, implies that the purchaser pays 1/4 of the payment. And that is like Rav. So l'chor is against Shmuel, who understands that you pay 1/4 of the value of the land. The Gemara says, "Amar Avashi Kitanya Ahi that Preisa, which is 1/4 of the money, Lachar Shabo Mos Liado." First, after the owner received the payment, the total payment, and therefore it refers back to how Shmuel understand it that 1/4 of the money means 1/4 of the land's total value. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with Amar Rav Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.